Good evening, everyone. It is 6 p.m., November 17th, 2025. I'm Commissioner Blackburn. We have Commissioner Cook, Commissioner Bryan, Colleen Allen, our treasurer recorder, and Felicia Snow, clerk auditor.
And your assessor.
And our assessor, Sharon. Thank you for joining us today for this public hearing on the proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The purpose of this hearing is to allow for the public comment and feedback on the proposed budget before it's finalized. Begin with a brief overview, I guess, of the budget. Following that, we'll have the opportunity to comment. Please sign up that you are here, and if you want to comment, sign up for that too. And each speaker will have 3 minutes. So, and your comments will be used to help us make an informed decision on our final budget. So, we should give us a brief overview, or?
Yes. So, if you have the packet, I am just going to go over each section and the bottom line. So for our taxes collected for 2026, we are expecting $2,625,000. For licenses and permit, $100,300. Interlocal government, $10,153,268. Charges for services, $460,400. Fines and forfeitures, $10,000. Miscellaneous revenue, $572,600. Contributions and transfers, $699,500. That gives us a total revenue of $14,621,068. Now we'll move on to our expenditures. Under the commissioners, $258,513. The commission secretary, $45,653. District court, $86,055. Justice of the peace, $80,646. Public defender, $95,000. Data processing / IT, $100,000. Microfilm and copy machine, $3,000. Audit, $20,000. Clerk auditor, $253,813. Treasurer recorder, $223,111. Attorney, $91,850. Assessor, $210,556. Non-departmental, $9,195,000. General government and buildings, $120,000. Elections, $59,100. Planning and zoning, $76,183. Building department, $65,000. Office of Tourism, $521,681. Law enforcement, $1,038,716. Search and rescue, $52,650. Animal control, $3,400. EMS, $390,000. Emergency management, $265,897. Public health / six county, $41,016. Weeds and mosquito control, $51,365. Airport, $620,256. Parks and recreation, $21,500. Facility manager, $201,901. Library, $41,600. Extension, $77,150. The county fair, $53,500. Economic development, $200,750. Distant education, $3,550. Senior citizens, $52,656. Now, I'm sure you're all looking at your difference from 2025 to 2026. There's a big difference there. The shift in the county's budget from 2025 to 2026 reflects several major projects that are fully or partially funded through the state and federal partners. These investments allow us to expand services and infrastructures without placing a burden on taxpayers. I'll turn it back over to you, Dennis.
Yeah, that's basically a pass-through. We're basically the pass-through for them funds. So we'll go to the comment period. Okay, Barbara, would you please state your name and let's...
I'm Barbara Toole, and I live here in Loa, and I budgets, everything has gone up. I get that, Mark. I was really glad to hear, but encouraged by your response to a certain member of the public at the last meeting who wanted to put in a golf course. That's really a waste of money, and water being the primary thing. When you think about having a discussion this morning about annexing and not annexing and, you know, various and sundry things, water is a key factor in this county, and wasting it on a golf course. You can tell I'm not a golfer. but, I mean... So how much of this budget will change? I mean, it's more than double.
It is. I don't have an exact number, but our budget actually came in a little less than $6 million from last year.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Because that's why I was just wondering how much was it, you said it was dependent on grants and various and sundry state funds. I didn't know if you had a specific number.
Yeah, it was less. I meant to figure that out here and just come out of town.
That's okay.
So, but it was a little bit less than what it was last year.
Okay. Everything's gone up, so why shouldn't your expenses go up? I mean, that just makes sense.
But as Dennis commented, it's with federal grants, there's a lot of this, a big portion of this.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
So.
And they're county-sponsored projects, but all we are is the pass-through. It's
right.
Not, we don't spend any
real money on it.
Yeah.
What are some of those projects, if I can ask? Or if it's kind of...
Hanksville diversion is one of the biggest portion of that.
Yeah, well, Hanksville's been suffering with water issues for a long time.
Well, especially that project's kind of a...
Nightmare on Elm Street.
And the only county interest in it is we're not the owners of the project. It's Hanksville Irrigation Company, but it was the county in the beginning who had to be established to funnel the money through.
Right.
Needed the right people and the right thing in place, and it's just kind of stayed that way all the time. So Hanksville diversion's a big one.
And the other project, as you heard last time, was the airport. $1 million to $2 million of it is for that prairie dog fence to protect.
Cute little prairie dogs.
Well, there's a handful more than that, but yes.
So
that's a majority of, that's the rest of what's not him. Plus, we're also building an emergency management building.
Right.
Down there that we have $2.5 million that we got from CIB, so it's really not costing us anything as well. So we got at least those three major projects going on that's costing the taxpayers of the county zero or very minimal.
Is there any future planning? I'm probably over my 3 minutes, but since there's not a Dr. Smith, is there any future planning for, I mean, I know the library might sell a car. For a rec center of any kind or a swimming pool?
It's always in discussion.
Well, it's good to know.
The main thing is we got to find those funds.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if I had a choice between a golf course and a rec center and swimming pool?
Well, and to speak towards a golf course, it's way in the future, if at all.
Right.
There's a lot of things that would have to happen and come together that there's going to be a lot of work.
Well, just from personal experience of being on the LOA Planning and Zoning Committee, that particular person has been challenging, shall I say. Is that politically correct enough? Since this is all going to be recorded.
It is.
Thank you, Barbara. Ben?
No comment.
No comment?
No, not on this portion. Continue on.
Okay. All right.
I've got a question. On the...
Did you sign up?
Probably not. Would you like me to?
Thank you. Sorry. Oh, okay.
She can have my 3 minutes. How about that? We don't do that either.
Go ahead.
I just had a question on the general fund revenue on the very front page. The assessing and collecting, the state levy and the local levy are dropping hugely, and the motor vehicles. I was wondering why. We are only increasing.
So basically, I worked off of numbers that's come in so far this year. This is just an estimate. It's not the final budget. So I probably looked at what we've brought in so far and based those numbers off of what's been brought in.
Not an average from other years?
Generally, I do look at other years. So I usually look at the last 3 years.
Yeah, because those are huge drops, and I can't imagine that we're going to drop.
Yep. Like I said, it's just estimates.
As you look, those numbers were also estimates from 2025, so.
Yeah.
It's just been an estimate for 2025, too. So if she looked on what the estimate was for this year, that's where those numbers for the coming year would have come from. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And then I had a question on the intergovernmental. That one just looked like it raised $9 million.
Is that
revenue, right?
That was the explanation we gave Barbara.
That is part of our grants that are coming in.
That's the pass-through type stuff that you were talking about.
Yes.
It just looks bad, you know, when you're looking through that.
No matter what, your revenues always have to match your expenses. That money coming in has to be there for the expenditures.
It just has a really big effect now.
A big one. I can ask some of these others later on, I think, so.
Thank you all for your comments. We will close this public hearing for the budget.
Can I make a comment? You guys are doing a good job of keeping expenses down. I mean it. This is reflective of the crossroads of what you're trying to do for Wayne County, what you're trying to do for your employees, and at the same time, budget accordingly. So you guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
And these numbers are very reasonable for what we're tasked with doing. I mean that. So, good job.
Thank you.